Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi. Well, hello.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I am BBLDD.
Oh. I'm scrolling. Not BBL. Goodbye. This yes. is the Oprah Rose sponsored by Young Money. A junk money show.
I want to know who did money. That rhinoplasty though, because Jung, I don't think known for the rhino.
No, yeah, Jung is known for the body. Well, if you don't know, we just got into it, but I can't even get it out.
The girls Didi are called fighting.
Himself, yeah, Didi didn't call himself BBL. Didi.
BBL Didi. Shout out to Rick Ross.
Yeah, Rick Ross and Drake. The girls are fighting. Everybody's fighting.
Everybody is fighting. We've been talking about this for 3 weeks now.
Yeah. I'm so tired. Like, Aries season has just, I mean, she's gagged me in ways that I never thought that I could be gagged. And like, I have these heavy ass braids and I feel like all my braids have been ripped out.
Ooh.
Basically.
Oh.
Yeah, she's gagged me.
I mean, well, you know, the solar eclipse, Mercury in retrograde, yeah. Aries season. It's a lot going on.
It's a lot. But you know what I think? And we're going to get into the girls fighting, but I will share my personal experience, okay? And I feel like if this was an older episode of Oprah Rose, it would be, if this was episode 1, 2, 3, this episode would be completely different, okay?
Yeah.
But not even that I'm taking the high road, but I have grown since then. And. Okay. You know, like what I want to say, like I said, I won't say a lot of specifics, but I do just want to say, you know, when the girlies are going through things with niggas, I was going to say old, new, it don't matter. Okay. When you're going through things with niggas,
like current,
like you really have to pay attention to what people do, especially I think in my case of like essentially like a breakup, but you're still conversing, I would say conversating with like an ex, right? And I feel like if you're not on the same page about having like clear conversations, right, about a lot of things, it just leaves room for a lot of murk and muck. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when people's actions, I think a lot of times as women, we're like, well, I'm doing this in hopes, even if it's subconsciously, you're like, well, I'm moving this way in hopes that he will match my energy and it'll work out, or we'll get to get like whatever it is, but without having like a crystal clear direction and conversation about two people being on the same page. I feel like I never had that. And it has, my God, yanked me today in terms of finding out a lot of information that I just should not have found out the way I found out on social media. I'm gagging. Like I keep using the word flabbergasted. I have not been this
perfect word.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. I have not been this, like, I guess, surprised and shocked by someone's actions. I think the thing, like, people talk about how much heartbreak hurts, and yes, it definitely does. Mm-hmm. But being like deceived is a whole other animal that I don't think I realized was like, this hurts a little worse. And embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking embarrassed. I'm more like, I feel more deceived and embarrassed than heartbroken. Because I also, it's been a long time coming, baby. Okay? Of like, a bunch of back and forth and like, you know, it ain't working and it wasn't working. And again, I'm mad at myself because I knew. I was like, you know what? It's not working. No one's really, I did feel like I was working to make it work. But if you're the only person working to make something work, like it don't work. It takes two to
tango. It won't work. Right. Yeah, it takes two.
It won't work. And I think it's like when someone literally, like, you know, they everybody, it's Maya Angelou, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And we try to give people, and we try to give people
that last line.
Okay.
Yeah. The first, cannot forget that last line. That's literally so important, that the first time. And we give people these passes and we're like, no, they wouldn't do me like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby, never say never. Okay. Yeah.
Never
say not only never. I got done like that and got done dirty. Like I'm about to be that Usher song ruined. Like, you ruined me for everybody.
That's a good song.
That. Afrobeats. The people who love that song. Everybody. Yeah. But I hearing that, you know, my heart goes out to you, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, as a friend, as a co-host, and hearing that, like, I just know how strong you are, and you don't really show emotion as much in terms of like this side, right? And like the anger, like your Cancer rising be calming you down. And
my Aries and Leo,
it'd be calming you down. But when you mentioned the thing about deceit, that is an interesting thing too, because that's the almost the worst kind, because you start questioning you question everything at that point. You question yourself, you start going back, you start doing timelines and when did things start changing and making sense of it all. And like you I'm gonna tell you, obviously you're probably already doing that, but try to stop, because you can't ever find an answer as to why somebody would be deceitful. That's just who they are in their nature.
I think because it's been such a long time coming, I feel like, I was thinking about this earlier, I feel like I've kind of learned the lessons. I've learned the lessons already in it, and I stopped doing that a little while ago because it wasn't worth it. But it still feels like deceitful. And to be honest, even in these last, like this last year and a half or 2 years, I can't even say that there's anything that I would do differently. I think I honestly did try. I showed up in different ways that I have not, you know, that are not like myself. Like you said, I'm not the most like open and vulnerable person, but I know in my next relationship, like I definitely plan to like lead more with that, where that wasn't me before. I'm like very just nonchalant, like, okay, whatever happens, happens kind of girl. And like, that doesn't, especially at this age now, I think, you know, what you start to feel things are a lot heavier and you feel them more when you get older. Oh, yeah,
because it's just more involved now. Like, we grown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're grown.
I don't just like you. Like, we got lives. And
we was making plans.
Yeah.
So it's tough, you know, when you're like, oh, well, I thought we was doing this, and you're doing something completely different. And I mean, my life, I was joking with y'all earlier, but like, it's literally like an episode of Insecure. When I say I knew, I dreamt this, I felt it, I called it. And this was all last week. Like, I literally dreamt it. I was like, you, and even that, like listening to your intuition, where I knew something was awry, like I knew something was, some mess was afoot. But you know, if I ask you to be like, hey, what's going on? What is this?
I want you to be honest with me.
Right.
Yeah, I would. I think at the very minimum, I would expect honesty, that I don't have to snoop. And the funny thing is, at no point at any time have I ever like snooped for anything. It has always fell in my lap. Like, I saw this meme yesterday that was like, before even the shit fell in my lap, it was like, I'm like detective figure outable or something like that. I'm always like figure, like it just literally landed in my lap, and I'm like, wow. Yeah. Like, and I just low key have to be grateful, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah. Better now than later.
Yeah. Better now than later. And it's like, I just think that the mess, like everything was just going to be a mess for a very long time.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that it's been revealed to you so that you can move on. I hate that it had to happen this way. I'm glad that you found the silver lining. I am so weary of people who have the capabilities to be deceitful to this extent. Like, I think that it is a legitimate character flaw. Like, you're fucked up in your core. And I don't even want people like that in my orbit. I feel like that shit is going to get on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's very, I don't want to say that it's easy to tell the truth, because one, if you're using somebody, which I think might be the case, it's convenient for you. It becomes uncomfortable because you don't want to release what's going on.
So that or is, deal with
know,
it.
Too. Or deal with it. You know, sometimes I think there's a lot of for people to, it's difficult for people to just, you know, have a difficult conversation. But honesty, you have to practice that. And yeah. It's just, we're adults. Just because now it's like, it's a spiral. You know what I mean? It didn't have to be this bad. But yeah. Now it's no. Like, oh, you want
it didn't.
You want World War III? Yeah. Like, we about, like, what's about to happen in real life?
Exactly. Literally. Literally.
Yeah. You want real smoke.
Yeah, because he even talked about earlier the idea of having conversations.
Yeah.
And like how you were, you know, planning this whole thing and like you, it takes two to tango. You talked about that. And the idea of like y'all were just not having conversations.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's what it comes down to. And a lot of times people just don't know how to have those tough conversations and just be honest about what they want.
I don't know why it's like, and I get it, right? Nobody wants to hurt the person that they love, but it's like finding out things the way that I have is way more hurtful than having a conversation. And to your point, I do. I was like, damn, are you just like a really bad person? And I'm like, well, how did I not see that? You know, like, and I'm like, that's the part that I think I'm like, you got to let that go, you know, of like, I guess blaming myself because I definitely can't blame myself.
Remove all blame.
To your character. Yeah. But you know what? And now I'm going to be a little messy and I don't give a fuck. I think what makes it worse is when you constantly, like I always say this, and again, you got to listen. You got niggas, the loudest niggas on the internet and social media that constantly Woo! Talk about protecting Woo! Black women Woo! And being Call it righteous out, gotcha.
Come
and
on.
All of that. It's to me, they are. It's like the nigga that, you know, had the wife in the thing, the relationship podcast.
Oh, bitch.
And yes. I can't even think of his name. And remember, he had the wife like sitting there and was like, blink if you
in
need help.
Bonnet
and
then, on.
Right. In her bonnet. And then he happened to be like a whole cheater and like with preachers. Mm-hmm. It makes it worse when you are someone, again, that totes this moral high ground as it relates to specifically Black women and you don't practice that in your everyday life. You're a fucking fraud.
You're like, a fucking fraud and you need to be stoned.
I've never been so, and then it's so funny, I'm telling them like all this happened today.
This is today.
At a very minimum, practicing what you fucking preach.
Yeah, practice what you preach, literally, at a minimum. Yeah. I just cannot believe you go on
or
all
don't
these things.
Talk about it at all.
That's my thing.
Don't say it.
Just don't say it. But you want to lead the charge on the protection
and be performative.
Of Black women. And be, exactly.
My ladies, we got to remove this man from his self-established totem pole because he don't do that. He ain't fucking protecting nobody. Actually, he's causing
chaos.
He's wreaking havoc. He's
anarchy
of Oprah Rose.
It's sisters. He's not to be trusted. Whomever is involved with this individual,
I wanted to go off at this nigga so bad right now. Okay, well,
it is. But we, like we said, believe people the first time. Because I still had to work all day today, and it was like crazy.
The worst thing when you
work where some shit is going on. It's like, can I just go home?
Y'all, I had to say a quick prayer that I literally walked into the office and was just like, God, please don't let anybody try me today. Because I cannot, with what I'm dealing with right now, I cannot go in here and have a really
bad. I lost my job, Lord.
Not the prayer being, don't let nobody try me.
Don't let nobody try me. Listen, I was days loaf this morning. And thank God it ended up just being like a very, it actually was good that it was so
good. Not calm me down, speak Listen, through me. She speak, said, don't let a nigga try me.
Don't write. Yeah. Not right. Don't speak through me. Don't let nobody try me today. And I think it's funny that, of course, we had to record today. I wonder if we recorded this tomorrow, would I be saying the same things? I don't know because we're not, but it is what it is and it is what it ain't. And
these are feelings, right? I mean, no matter how raw it is or how, you know, the timeliness of it all, like,
yeah,
it happened to you. You can respond however the fuck you want to respond, sister.
Yeah, true. Yeah, very true. Very, very true.
Yeah. The thing about this show is that, and this is why we even came back too, right? Like, obviously everybody know we took a hiatus, lived our lives and came back. But I remember being in our group chat and being like, I miss this. I miss us because it's also therapeutic.
Yeah.
Like even, you know, first episode we came back, I was talking about job situation, that whole thing, and we kick in and that whole thing. But it's like, you need that sometimes with your sisters to be like, all right, I feel a lot better. Because if we didn't record this podcast tonight, what the fuck would you be doing right now?
I know. I thought about that. Because I would not be, I'd just be like festering and mad, you know, and like upset. So I am actually, and I want to just, and I have to say, you know, I am so grateful for y'all and my community. Because like, I was like, I can't really talk about this with a bunch of people as I talk about this on the podcast.
But I mean, if you're still talking to the three of us, well, two of us.
But I was just like, I'm screaming. I just need to like, obviously I had to hit y'all first and just thank y'all for listening to my stream of consciousness this morning. And hold on, as the story unfolded, because then there was more that we found out.
Like, as the story unfolded,
Like, I mean, like literally, I feel like Issa Rae or something like that. Like today has just been a roller coaster of, you know, I Gina literally feel like a roller coaster.
She woke up to like 48, 50 messages.
She woke up to a mess. Like, I did not sleep last night.
And I was up. That's the thing. I just didn't get my phone be on D&D. So I looked at it and I was like, I was mad that I didn't actually see it sooner. Because I'm like, oh my God, my sister is in need.
You know how when you ask somebody to make it, you know, so that they could see the message?
They could see it, yeah.
Because it was given SOS 911.
It was literally,
it was given SOS. I wonder, because T is, maybe if I add you to my favorites too, Didi, T is in my favorites, so I still, if she texts me or calls me when my phone is D&D, I still get them.
Yeah, you can set, not even, they don't even have to be, I guess it is favorites. You can set, like, the people that can come through.
Okay.
I do D&D after midnight.
Because I was definitely, as soon as I like got myself together, I was going to follow up with you. Like, well, dude, where are we with this? You know?
Yeah. And it was just like, last night was like, and then this morning was like, And then it just became like a full blown explosion. But I really do. I hope someone can learn from it. Like, you know, and it's tougher. It's so much easier said than done. As somebody who has been, you know, hanging on way too long, I get it, but it's like it's when it's not going to change and when it's not right. Like I kept saying this year I didn't want to force things, and I was actually, I think I talked about this book, right? About this book, The Finding Your Soulmate in 6 Weeks or something like that. Mm-hmm. And at one point I stopped reading it, right? Because I was like, I'm not doing the work. So it's funny, I feel like even just with going back to that book and reading it, and there was a chapter I had just read. And I've cleaned out like a lot of old, you know how like women are always like fake single. Like I've always been the person that's had somebody lingering around, like always. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like I have literally, I'm not talking to anybody for probably the first time in my life of like, no one like hanging around or like nothing. So I was like, this is going to be really interesting for me. Not that I'm like man-centric, but it's not, I don't have the complacency of being like, oh, well, let me call this nigga up because this one did wrong. Let me call this nigga. Like, I actually have to sit in it. So this is going to be really, you know, no distractions.
But I like this, though. It feels like a clean slate, right?
It's
like,
really, truly a clean slate.
Yeah. Where you're not boggled down and you have a kind of like a clear mind when the time comes and someone does enter into your life, what you want.
Yeah. And I'm like, I have to get so even more crystal clear. I'm even going to look back at my list tonight and just get really, really clear. And it's funny. Communication is my number one thing. That after what I've been, and this was before, honestly, before the doozy of today, communication has been my number one thing for a minute, and now to see it like completely play out is crazy. Like it's given dialogue, communicate, and comprehension also. Because that's more so I feel like listening to me, but just to, you know, have a conversation with somebody. Yeah. They're not easy, but I think finding out all this shit the way I found out today, I do not wish this on anyone.
The children are getting left behind, girl. They don't know how to communicate.
They don't. Or they do. Don't. No, they do. They choose don't not want to. And that's what makes it worse. That's
because
also
it's not
what
convenient for them.
Yeah. And they know how to.
very narcissistic behavior.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely why I go back to you having a rotten core. You're a fucking bad apple.
Not a bad apple.
You're a fucking bad seed.
And I'm just shaking my head like, yup, yup, bad apple, yup, rotten.
And
rotten.
The thing is, we love to forget, or we think that we are above this. What you put out into the world, honey, is what you get the fuck back.
Yeah.
What you get back, because that is what you are showing the universe. I don't care how much good, and I'm using air quotes, you think that you're doing, that doesn't excuse the other bad shit, because it's all recycling. Yeah. Thing of energy. Now, if you do things on accident and don't realize you're doing them, or you know, whatever, but that's purposely, like deceit means to not be truthful, you know, it means to manipulate the truth. Actually, if you're probably looking at Webster, to manipulate the truth. So you're very intentional about this.
That means
you're, no good is going to come to you from this. You may think that you're thriving in the moment, but you better believe it's a cold day in hell waiting for you. Miss Haley said it, honey.
Can't wait.
Until you do right by me.
Okay.
Everything you think of is going to fail. You think this shit cute for you now, baby. Wait.
You better read.
You wait and see.
I literally had that thought this morning, and I was like, you know what? It doesn't even matter to go super duper in. Like, I just, you know, I have to believe in that the universe is going, literally, is going to give you yours. Because it's not even, there's a difference between withholding and like, and deceit. And this is definitely deceit. This is not like, oh, I forgot to tell you. This is like purposefully not telling information that you know I've asked about also.
I think that's the big thing where you've given opportunities to kind of talk about this.
Ample opportunity to talk about this.
I think that's the biggest one, for sure, because it's like you didn't say anything, but you had opportunities to.
Yeah, there's no shortage of that. And then, yeah, it's like, hey, we have, that's why sometimes like people hate the, like, we have to talk, but I think it.
Hate it.
But
I don't need to leave with the, we have to talk. I just jump right in, honey.
Yeah. Now
I have to.
Yeah.
I just be like, so actually this has been on my mind. I've been wanting to say blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then the motherfuckers be like, whoa.
Me too. I was definitely I used to be the, we have to talk when I was younger, I think, you know, just like hesitant about rocking the boat and causing waves and stuff like that. Nah, bitch, it's giving tsunami. Okay. It's no ripple. It's this is on my mother. The memes, I'd be like, I'll fuck up a nigga's day at 7 a.m. Bitch, I'll start it at 5:39 a.m. I don't give a fuck. If I'm feeling something, I'm going to express it, and I'm going to. There is no
one eye open. 5:39.
5:39, and I hated that it actually had to be on like a big day for you. And I was just like, oh well, I don't give a fuck. Like you did this.
I mean, but that's how it came out.
Yeah, actions have consequences, or not even consequences, but like actions have reactions. Because it might not be, it might not be a consequence for you, you know? I think this is a relief in a sense. So, but it definitely has a reaction. And just know, like, oh, the petty in me. Oh, my God. I don't even know.
I do want to say, on a more positive note, that one thing my mother told me about fasting, and it made me think about in relation to this book about cleaning out or emptying, cleaning house, all the niggas, whatever. The purpose of fasting is to, you show the, I guess, inaction of depleting yourself completely of all food, nourishment, whatever. And then, you know, should you eat whenever you replenish. But the deeper aspect of it is that you are telling God that you are emptying your cup. So that God can fill it, because you can't add to an already occupied cup.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's like, you know, you get sparkling water, or it's a drink that's been sitting there. It's your cocktail. It's been sitting there for 6 hours. The shit is all watered down. You're not going to ask them to make you a new cocktail over that one. No, you're going to ask for a new, fresh, clean glass. And so that, the aspect of, you know, cleaning house as it pertains to you know, gentleman and whatever, that means that you are, you know, really truly serious and telling the universe like, hey, I don't have nothing
done,
and I'm ready for what it is that you want to place into my life.
Yeah. You know what's fun? I mean, I was literally talking about doing the Daniel's fast around Ramadan. I was explaining it to somebody. And I,
what is the Daniel's fast?
It's like, I mean, it's 21 days, but it's like everything that God ate. Yeah, you can do like 14, I know.
Ooh.
But it's wasn't Marjan talking about that
on when she was on the episode with us? Or was it? No, I think it was Dom.
Okay. Maybe. I think so. But that one is definitely like more spiritual. You can eat, but it's like only things that I think it's like what see this is I think it's only things that are like in the desert or something like that. I can't really remember, but it's obviously a very limited menu, but you can eat. But I know people that have done it. Like my friend does it at the top of every year with her now husband, actually. As like a reset, you know, like, and to get right more so spiritually. So this is, and somebody told me, they said, you will know when it's the right time for you to do it. Cause I was so busy, like, not eat, not drink, baby, ain't no
my
time.
My initial
like,
reaction. Woo. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, for sure. It's like, there's no time. I'm going to literally check my calendar or maybe, you know, and it might be 7 days. I don't know. But I think that this is literally like, it's given Monday. Okay. To do this. It's just given all. The way I found out about everything in one swoop is given. Let's empty out this cup because we have cleared the old niggas and my last year and this year has been so much focused and centered around like I want to be closer to God and like more mentally strong and this is the perfect time. I'm so glad you mentioned this.
Yeah. So I just looked up Daniel's fast. So it's a 10-to-20-day. Basically vegan diet in a way, but it's based on the biblical book of Daniel. It involves abstaining from animal products, caffeine, alcohol, bread, or any processed foods. So you're really eating plant-based things like fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, and seeds.
I want to do it with you, Fran. But
you know her. I feel like I need, this is a journey. Look, I might only be doing 10 days, child, but I'm literally about to check a calendar, but I feel like this is a journey that, I don't think I have a choice, but to be hopeful for, cause I can't think of the alternative. Like I was doing something the other day and I literally thought of you, how you were saying like in your delivery process, you were trying to smile through the pain. I was like, that's crazy, you know, but like just that reframing of your mind, you know, as you're going through things. Cause I, and like I said, I think it's, I know it's going to be a long road. It's definitely gonna be a lot of grief. I know when another picture hit, that shit's going to send me, I'm going to be reeling. But I'm almost glad that everything was today, that it was just like, boom, boom, you know, there was no let up basically. Yeah. It's like, if we gonna get it out, I actually would just like, let's rip the whole Band-Aid off. Let's get it. Like, let's go.
It's springtime. It's time for
a renewed everything. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's all about perspective too in this time now. Like, you know, we'll see more things will come out, you know, that we don't even know about yet. But it's all about perspective just in terms of like changing your mindset around how you're supposed to really feel or want to respond to it. I know I have put the meme in the group chat was like, the hardest thing is how you respond to something rather than what they did to you. And there's some truth in that. Like, even in my own journey of job hunting and getting frustrated there, I always have to remember to change my perspective because the things that bother us the most will literally toxic to our minds. And that's all that we're going to think about. It will control our mood. Don't want to eat. Don't want to sleep. It's all I can think about. But if you really like take a step back and change the perspective around like what's really happening in my life right now, what is God really trying to show me and kind of leaning into what you are being shown.
And that's what I was going to say. I'm also going to give myself grace to be mad, to grieve, you know, someone that I was attached to for an extremely long time and not feel, I mean, like I said, I definitely felt dumb this morning. I'm probably going to feel like that until the end of the, let's keep it being, I'm probably feel like that for a little minute. But I'm going to give myself the grace to even feel that and sit in it as opposed to like run from it and be like, literally it changed the perspective and be like, what is this? What was this supposed to teach me? Like, why did I even hang on for so long? Like when clearly it was not work. Like you was working on something else and I was working on us. We was not working on the same thing. So it's like, what does that teach me about myself? Yeah, I'm definitely doing this Daniel fast. Oh my gosh.
I'm excited for you.
I'm excited. It doesn't look like it's something, it doesn't look like it's hard. From what I can see.
It's not hard, but it's challenging. You know, like you can't drink, no caffeine. Like you said, it's a vegan diet, so it's not completely.
Oh, the caffeine's gonna fuck you up. Ooh.
That's gonna be the
hitter right there.
When you said it, to me, caffeine was like, oh, okay. But for you.
For me, it's like part of my morning ritual, you know?
You better put that lavender down the sink.
I'm dead. I think there's some mushroom coffee in the office or something like that. I'll try that. Cute.
I was just about to ask, can you like do a non-caffeinated something just to have your mind? Yeah.
Exactly. Just to have, or even like, I guess I would have to do like a green tea. Yeah. Cause you definitely have to prep for this. So I'll probably prep for all of this on Friday. Cause like, I believe Saturday. And then, and then get my mind right. So I'll keep everybody posted on my Daniel Fast journey, honey.
Okay, we're going to check in with you next week.
Yes, exactly. Check in on me, child. But yeah.
I appreciate you, Didi, for putting that. We needed to see that meme in the moment because T is this for me. I think we enable each other at some time.
Absolutely.
If I was going to go key a nigga car, Tierra is absolutely the person that I would call because.
And I'm like, let's get the bat.
She's not going to talk me out of it. Like,
And then it's like, don't call Didi.
Didi is going to tell me, do you want to go to jail?
Yeah. Literally. And I was like, yes.
Y'all are going to jail.
And I'm like, I'm going to be like, you know that meme when they take out Cuba Gooding Jr. and he's like, smile? That's going to be
okay.
That's gonna be us.
That's gonna be me.
We was getting Drake level petty. Okay, we was scheming. Okay,
and this is what I'm saying. And I'm not like I'm sorry. I am a petty person, but the way my petty is so like long term set up, and would be like a record. What? No, you shouldn't use him. No, actually, I'm not. And I'm not necessarily, clearly, I'm not taking the high road because it wasn't done with me. So I'm not Michelle Obama. Okay?
Absolutely not.
You're not.
Drake, though. Or Officer Ricky, whichever way you want to go.
Whichever. I'm giving, literally, we can talk about the girls now. I'm giving.
Not the girls.
Drake level. Because the girls are fighting. Okay? I'm giving Drake level.
They're fighting over dumb shit.
I've lost the plot, actually,
because at this point, while we are recording, Drake is sending DMs to Rick Ross and talking about the size of his house.
What?
Yeah. And Rick Ross is responding by saying that Drake's plane is an old Boeing plane and stay safe.
Yo, okay. Part of me, I'm not going to lie, where this rap, I'm doing air quotes, rap beef is going, I'm like, is this part of a project that everybody's on? Because this is like internet fodder at this point. Like J. Cole, the Kendrick verse, obviously, and then J. Cole retaliated, which he caught a stray. Like, child, you wasn't even really in it. And then
he was just in your feelings.
Yeah, because remember, we talked about the internet. And then I think, did he apologize at least when we talked about it? I don't even remember.
He apologized after we talked about it.
Yeah.
After. Okay. So he talked about it. Then you removed it from streaming services. So it's just like, and I get it, right? But I think when people...
It still was a top 20 song.
It's really? It's still a top 20? Wow. I think the thing is, it's like, rap, everything, life is low-key a competitive sport. I don't think anybody signs up to be like, I want to do this and be mediocre. I want to be number 20. Like, everybody signs up to be number one. So it doesn't have to be like bloodshed and all that.
Well,
but like,
apparently they don't want to be number one. They want to be top three.
Well, no, you ain't even...
Kendrick don't want to be top three.
He said, right,
oh, that is his response. That's
true.
He said,
it's just big me. Yeah.
That's very true. But apparently he's not a big stepper in a size 7.
First of all, that is so petty, too. That's what I'm going to be doing. Okay. I'm the champ. I am Champagne TT. Like, it's
so Drake.
Why
is
do you know that man's shoe size?
Why do we know it? And then, why, like, Drake is somebody I wouldn't want to go song to song with. Like, I've seen
it's Kendrick, though. I wouldn't want to go with Kendrick. Mm-mm.
I'm waiting to hear what Kendrick will say. Well, there was a song that came out, but apparently it was AI.
Mm. And I think Drake,
that AI was good.
I didn't even listen to it because I sent it. I was like, this is real. They were like, no. I think that Drake purposely said that that was a leak, so it didn't seem like an official song. It's like, oh, I wasn't really going to release this, so you could, you know, fall back on it.
Yeah, I like that idea, though. It makes it feel very nostalgic, right? It does. Like, songs don't leak anymore. Like, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
But they do. So that's why, to me, I'm like,
you think somebody in Drake's camp is, his shit has to be like Fort Knox.
True. But that's why this was a planned leak. It wasn't, this was not a leak.
Oh, yeah.
To that point,
I think he got leaks in his camp, so I don't know.
I'm dead.
Well, we got leaks in his camp.
And I'm still confused at how Rick Ross, but how did Rick Ross even get in it? Why did he insert himself?
Well, I guess. Did Drake talk? I feel like I need to. I wasn't paying goddamn Joe Budden no goddamn Patreon money to watch them deep dive. But I feel like he is probably the only, and I'm not watching DJ Academics for 5 hours on a live stream.
No,
Academics on Twitch all night.
Walters of hip hop these days. Shout out to him. That's what I'm not gonna do. So I'm going to watch Ebro, Nadeska, and Lowkey on Friday to see if they are able to dissect for me a little bit more in a nice 40-minute digestible stream. And I too am confused on how Rick, like, I know why Rick Ross is mad, but I don't know why Drake is mad.
You know how when somebody getting jumped?
I know he was retaliating to him, but yeah. I thought somebody said that he was talking about him in that initial song that he responded to Kendrick on, but he was only talking
I'm
about
not even
Kendrick.
Sure.
Okay.
I literally am not sure.
He was letting the chopper swing.
I feel like the French Montana verse that Drake did, that he sent a cease and desist about, had something to do with Rick Ross.
I think so.
So then Rick was like, oh, y'all already getting the white boy.
I got some shit to say too.
Let me fuck him up too. And, you know, at first Rick was giving get him again for me. He was like, you know what? Fuck that. White boy, BBL, Drake, big nose nigga. You get it too.
You can get it too. Yeah, his.
You can get it.
And you know Ross is petty as shit. I'm like, wait for Tia.
Yes, he survived the damn beef with 50 Cent. Many people forget that. He still went on to have a rather successful career.
Yeah.
Like, make tons of money post 50 Cent. And you know this nigga, he be having beef with you for life.
Yeah,
that's the nigga you really don't want to get into it with.
You don't want to get into it with him. Also, I'm also seeing why Rick Ross and Tia was made for each other, because clearly they're the same person.
They're literally clearly the same person. Because
he hasn't stopped. Rick Ross has not stopped. There's so many videos. Like, his story is so long. I'm not watching that.
I can't.
Tia even said something. Tia was giving Drake, call me. I got some stories about Ross if you want them.
She's so messy.
And thirsty for camera time, girl. At this point, you probably making some shit up. Like,
yeah, she's so messy. Like,
she got a sponsorship right now. I just keep seeing all the ads.
For what?
The first ever toothpaste for veneers.
Okay, what's next on the list? I am not talking about veneer toothpaste. I'm sorry. What else?
So the last thing I kind of want to say about this is how Metro Boomin is really getting the brunt of the Drake attacks, because Metro's not a rapper. Metro's a producer.
Yeah.
So producer and artist. He's an artist as well, but in beat making. And so Drake sent a drum line in front of Magic City to perform last night, which I thought was like insane.
Was Metro in there?
Was somebody in there?
He was really the flex that he thought it was. Like, it was funny, but it was like.
But it's only gonna be funny online. Like,
it felt flat.
Yeah. If I were to drive by and see that, I wouldn't think Drake Metro Boomin.
No, you're like they're practicing or they're doing practicing, something with Magic City,
right?
Like now, if you using the drum, if he was doing something and they were disrupting whatever it was he was doing, sure, okay, yeah. But just to call up Clark Atlanta University's drumline to go out there and beat in front of Magic Mondays and he's not even there.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm losing the joke.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it.
Would you have went out there, G? If he called you up?
He would still have to pay me. Listen, I'm for sale.
You know what? I also didn't realize Metro Boomin was cute a little bit. I never paid that man no.
Yeah,
I never paid him no mind.
He's kind of funny looking, but he's cute. Yeah, he's cute though.
He's a sneaker.
Yeah. Like I was like, oh.
What does that say? Sneaky links. Every time I hear that word, I think about him. He's a sneaky link.
Well, child, at least Giselle's still on the show, child, because they are They are shaking up all the housewives right now.
She's the only one that's left at this point.
I feel like they gave her a warning, though, giving her that second seat. Yeah, that's the first time she had a second seat in all the seasons.
That was just a warning shot.
It's giving Mia, Giselle, and Karen are giving. It's just big. It's the big three right now. It's really Mia.
Sure. It really is Mia. Unless Karen won't talk about her being an alcoholic. Yeah. You said what?
Who an alcoholic?
Karen. DUI.
Oh, well, you know, that's going to be the storyline.
Unless she's going to give us some insight, you know, into her alcoholism. She's not celebrating her triple 20.
And you know
she's
not.
She's going to say she's mixing pills by mistake or some shit. Yeah, that's
Karen's
so
much of a control freak. She's not going to give us, like, the real tea at all.
No. Well, you know, I was on the medication and I was out with y'all girls and y'all had me drinking.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that. I'm so, did you see the Anne Marie and NECA link up? Like, why are the two most boringest housewives linking up?
They both were eliminated. Mm.
Like,
well, NECA did it to herself.
NECA did it to herself. Anne Marie.
So did Anne Marie, though.
Anne Marie didn't really get a shot for real.
Y'all.
No.
She harped on the Sutton thing a little bit too much. It was like hard to watch. And the crystal thing.
It was like peace, nobody, Anne Marie. Well, you know, she said y'all was dumb. Then I didn't like how she doubled down.
Crystal did say that. You know Crystal said that.
Crystal's leaving.
She better than everybody.
Bye, Crystal.
Oh, Crystal should have been left.
Anne Marie was right. She gave Crystal some shit to talk about on that show because Crystal didn't have nothing to talk about.
Never does.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she really... Damn, she don't.
I watched Anne Marie's interview with Carlos King because, you know, I'm a Raindrop. And it was actually really, really good. And I wish that she had the ability to share more about herself. And she definitely has some like elements of personal story that I thought would have been more impactful and worth seeing on the show outside of Sutton's goddamn esophagus.
Seeing other stuff.
I think what's interesting about the shows when they add new women now, it feels like they're adding them to create chaos in a sense. Yeah. And that they give them not stories or like, but they give them situations that they should be harping on. Like, that's why NECA is no longer going to be on the show. Like, you literally harped on this Wendy stuff. The producer fed Ashley this Osu mess that she should have never said out her mouth.
Yeah. And it's late. It's just all late.
I don't like that
Ashley
angle.
Needs to go. Like, she must. She needs to go to me before Giselle. Like, they both need to go. But
she was on the end of the couch.
I feel like
they kept Ashley because Candace left. And congratulations, Candace, on you having your baby.
But I feel like that would have been too many holes to fill. Yeah.
And they probably gave her one more chance, Biggie. But no, y'all could have... I would rather watch... I hope they bring on Kiarna. I feel like she earned it.
I hope they bring her on too.
Bring on Kiarna.
Shout out to Baltimore. I love her. She was so cute, stylish with her little Baltimore accent.
No, She sent me talking about, I've never been in an altercation in my life. Kiana, the way you was whooping that girl's ass, let's be like,
girl, I literally was like, girl,
she just let all her anger out on her. That's it. She just let out her anger.
That was giving form, okay?
No, it was giving form. She was fighting in high school.
Andy, so do you want to talk about the altercation? The altercation.
Literally. That shit. So funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're done with them.
He's coming back, right?
Allegedly, maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. That's what I'm saying. They're shaking the table. They are.
I mean, I think the Housewives in general is, I don't want to say it's losing its luster. As a show.
It is.
And
think about it. There's so many of them, right? We started out with only a few. That's why everybody loved Atlanta. Like, it wasn't, that was like the first black one. It was something to look at, talk about. It's just too much now. And then I think it's just also just reality TV in general. It's just so much.
It's oversaturated. For sure.
TV in general. It's like, I feel like I am struggling to just find like a quality new show, you know, like. It's bad, like, all around, I feel like. So, I don't know.
Well, he on there.
Who?
Apple TV. I've been watching.
I got rid of mine, but I'm actually going to get it back because I was going to watch that Sugar show.
It's good.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. I didn't mind it at all. So, I was like, I'm going to watch this. So, I got to get it back.
You have Apple TV again. So, maybe I'll watch that, too. Because I've been watching the morning show because I needed something to watch.
Yeah.
It's
back with Maya Rudolph. That's back on. Although I'm not too crazy about the season.
I wasn't crazy about the last season. I couldn't finish the last season. It's cute, but I just don't need to watch like 8 episodes of it. It could have been a 3 to 4 limited series and I would have been okay. It was cute, but like I said, it just dragged on too much for me.
And then I like Palm Royale that has
Ricky Martin.
Yes, Ricky Martin.
Does that look good? I watched the preview for that last night and I was like, this looks so phony.
It is phony, but it started off as like a passive watch for me, like some shit that I just threw on while I need to like, you know, figure out a budget or some shit. And then I start like, I found myself stopping and like,
be like, what's going on right
there? Yeah. Okay.
So Sugar and Palm Royale.
Yeah.
And maybe
I feel like every week we're given these TV.
Where are you?
I know we are given we need a TikTok. It's given like our weekly roundup of TV shows because
we do need to create a TikTok channel and we do. That is the angle.
And we're going to do TV
we
shows.
Didn't even talk about Ready to Love for the reunion or Love and Marriage DC reunion.
I still have to, I'm gonna watch Love and Marriage DC tonight. But I already know it's just stupid, so
it is. It's Quick and Ashley versus everybody.
Mm. Oh, I'm definitely watching that tonight. Really? I thought it would be Joy.
No. But Clifton and Silver got into it.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It was given. If I had a problem with you, you wouldn't be sitting on this couch right now. What, you going to shoot me?
What?
Girl, you got to tune on in.
Girl,
you got to tune on in.
What's the quote, child? Like, I gotta watch that. No, I'm like, what else?
Oh, in terms of like what we watching, child?
Yeah.
That's it, child.
Yeah, that's it.
You want to know who else is beefing? It's so random. Kid Cudi and Donald Glover. Childish Gambino.
They are.
Somebody in the comments called them a liberal arts beef.
That's
fine. I mean, just, I know.
Just to continue the conversation around the girls are fighting.
No, it's when I saw that tweet, because then it was, you know, it was we no, this was this, hold on, this is low key a part two because Cardi and Ice Spice were fighting when we talked about last week. And then that was what that was actually what it was from. The girls are fighting. And then there's still y'all.
Right, we didn't even talk about JT fighting with Carisha.
I feel like it happened between episodes. Yeah, they were fighting. It's just Aries season. She needs to be done. Like, I don't know. Bring on the torches. Wrap it up.
Yeah, bring
on
them. Like, wrap them torches that don't want to leave the house. Bring them on. We ready for them. We need some grounding.
We literally need some grounding.
Okay.
We everybody needs to come to the red table. Like,
yes, everybody. Ooh, actually, well, I don't know because they might fight at the red table. We might need to.
Child, they're going to turn the red table into a tour. I mean, yeah. As many tours announcements as it is every day.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's like, where's all this money? Where's anything coming from? I don't know.
I'm just, and I would never want anyone to cancel a tour, but it's like, it's so many. What's going
so
on? It's
so many, and people ain't got it. I'm not seeing nobody.
Do. Anybody canceling the tour?
I want to see Mariah, but child.
I do too. I meant to look at that set list. I want to see Mariah.
And she's in Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm. She's in Vegas. Yeah. But everybody else,
I just
want to
see Missy.
I would like to see Missy, but I'm not giving her my money. With all due respect.
Let me tell y'all something. She performed the Essence last year. She opened the her first song came on, and I was like, time for me to go. She played some like obscure ass deep album cut. Like,
Drip Demeanor?
Sure. I don't know.
And it's like a slow song.
It was so weird. I was like, and I was already tired. I was like, that's my cue to go. It's
No, I can't go to none of these concerts, these secondary and tertiary entertainer concerts until the DOJ successfully sues Ticketmaster and breaks down that monopoly, okay?
I was just go back to being $100.
Yeah.
Let's
go. I was just explaining this to 66 Poppy around the monopoly of Live Nation Ticketmaster.
It's crazy.
Like, he had no idea around, like, why would they be promoting a tour, owning the arenas, as well as controlling the ticketing?
Yeah.
That is insane. Like,
Congress, y'all so fucking late. Y'all get on my fucking nerves. What are you good for? You're good for nothing. They did this right under your fucking noses. They probably was paying y'all off, you sons of bitches.
Yeah,
of course, because
don't they have the actual approval for that? Like, wasn't that like a merger or something? That they were separate at one point. They were not all
like you said. The lobbyist was lobbying, okay, and got it pushed right on through.
Yeah, they got that shit put right on through. And I feel like Verizon in cahoots with their asses too,
quickly and quietly, like for sure.
Break it up, break it the fuck up.
Oh, real quick, do you know what I do want to add to something to watch? Sorry. I watched Origin on my flight coming back yesterday, and I did not know what to expect, and it was so good, like very heavy.
And
what is her name? It's like the Ava DuVernay, like I think she produced and directed it, and it was like one of the awards. It was one of the movies in contention with award season and whatnot, and not in contention, but you know, running up, and it was so good, like. And it's about, like, they're trying to basically, her thesis, I guess, is, like, how, obviously, racism and the caste system are not the same, but, like, how the caste system basically, like, pulled some things from slavery. It's just really good. It's so good. It's very heavy, but it's amazing. Just, I think everybody should watch it.
I was about to say, I don't need nothing else to make
it.
Oh, yeah. Then don't watch it. Because, I mean, like, I was on the plane, like doing all that, like exhaling like that. So
maybe the next time I got a long flight.
Yeah, if you have a long flight, it's definitely a flight movie. I don't think I could have watched that in my house actually. So, but if you fly in Delta, so watch her. She's good. She real good.
Oh, we got a Dearly Departed segment. A lot of people also died last week, unfortunately.
A Dearly Departed segment.
A Dearly Departed.
This was a GI.
Deaths come in threes.
OJ Simpson,
Mr. C, rest in peace. Yes, and then Rico Wade.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
All of them.
In some way, even OJ, all pioneers.
Oh yeah, he was definitely a pioneer in many ways.
Despite killing somebody,
that's a pioneer,
right? And he made court TV a thing.
He did.
Like courtroom TV shows, he made that like a whole TV thing.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
right.
And then before that, obviously, his very successful football career, he was like one of the first to kind of like.
He like have a Heisman Trophy or something?
Yes.
He does.
Out of USC. Also, you know, I can't think of another word for influencer, but like, I guess, NIL, like an OG of that, you know, being able to use name and likeness to sell things. You know, he wasn't black. He was OJ. Okay.
I'm not black. I'm OJ. Okay. Like,
you know,
I am not black.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I was actually watching one of the, I don't remember which one because there's so many of those OJ things. I was like, I forgot he did all this. And when I say did all this, I meant to Nicole. Like, it was crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that whole thing is crazy. And yeah, and the young man who just came to the house to bring her her glasses she left at the restaurant.
I know.
When you think about that part of the story, it's so insane.
It's like
you thought he was fucking her? No. She left her glasses and he was being a nice young man.
That is a controlling narcissist, manipulator, all of the things.
It was really really fucked up. And yeah, he still owed him that family like $34 million. His estate, I don't know. I hope they still can get something because I think he's only paid out like $130,000, something like that.
Wow.
I mean, he broke now. I don't know where they're going to get it from, but.
Right.
God bless.
It's a lot. This entire quarter it's a lot going on.
This quarter, like it's honestly, y'all, it just feels so heavy.
Ugh. Yeah,
I just signed up for therapy again. Actually,
really?
Oh, good.
Yeah, I start tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Nice. Thursday.
Okay.
Just to talk. Join you. I mean, this is. Okay, this is therapeutic, right? You know, us on the mic and catching up and that whole thing, but it's just like, it's just a lot going on.
Yeah, and I think having a professional, you know, to maybe pose questions that as friends that we wouldn't. I've only been to a few sessions, but I was thinking about it too. I was like, maybe I'll go to therapy.
Yeah, and for me right now, it's more of like I'm fine this week. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm not in my, like, oh, check on Didi Joe. It's not that. It's more of like, what are some tools for me when I am not feeling okay?
Yeah.
So to get ahead of it almost.
And when you learn them, please share them.
I will. Right. Actually, I will. I'll share them on the show.
Please share them. Whatever those tools are, please share them.
Yes.
Like you said, it's going to be a long road. Who said that?
It is. Portia.
Yes.
What, you say you on the wrong road?
Oh, you said wrong. Okay. I said wrong road. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be it's on the wrong road and a long road.
Oh, at the same time.
Both. It's giving combo.
Okay. You're doing a lot of U-turns.
A lot. But I need to just go straight. So because I'm on my phone, forgive my laptop. I can't pull up a quote, child.
Oh, well, I'll just pull up the quote I sent earlier in the chat.
Read it.
When I had to like talk my girls off of pulling out the bats, the knives, and the guns. Put the 45 down, ladies.
I'm so ready.
Your greatest test will be how you handle people who mishandle you.
Oh yeah, you said it. Yeah, so that is. I guess. I mean, now hearing it, I'm like, fuck that.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. I want to push back on that. I think your greatest test is how you handle yourself after people have mishandled you. Because fuck them people. Like, you'll get nothing from me moving forward. You won't. You're not going to get anything from me. I think it's more so how you handle yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, like I said, I definitely wanted to like just go back and hit him up style, but it's more so.
It's never too late.
Look at, I want to just get the battery in the back. Okay. Over to the dark side, Didi.
Hit him up style is like going to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree. Okay.
Got that. But
And I want to do it in a way. Oh, it's. Yeah. Hmm.
Bye. We'll take it to the chat.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right, y'all.
Peace and love. Bye.
Bye. No part two. Bye.